Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I don't know if you've been following this story about Kate Middleton in the UK over the past week or so, and the speculation over her whereabouts after undergoing surgery. But in the past 24 hours, a photograph has appeared of Kate Middleton online. She seems to have been photographed in public. Enda Brady is TV presenter with TRT World. Enda's with us on the line today. Enda, what's the big fuss about this photo?
Well, look, it shouldn't have been taken. And I think the lack of respect that has been shown here by this particular photographer, it's been published in the United States. Nobody in the United Kingdom media is going to touch that photograph. You won't see it in any newspaper or magazine or any online publication in Britain, because people were told at the outset that the Princess of Wales was not well. She'd had abdominal surgery and she would be recovering at home and she would not be fulfilling any royal duties until Easter at least. And people respected that. And I think all of the online frenzy in the last 10 days or so, speculating about where she is, we know where she is. She's recovering at home in Windsor. Someone somewhere has decided that we'll go and take her picture for money. And it's been published in the United States. So I think in royal circles, there will be anger behind closed doors. And the general public, I think, would be extremely supportive of the princess as she continues her recovery.
The news was announced by Buckingham Palace, wasn't it? You said about 10 days ago. I thought, yeah, around 2 weeks ago or so, Enda, that the princess had undergone surgery and was going to be taking some time out from public life.
Yeah, abdominal surgery. And there's a wealth of speculation online that I'm absolutely not going to get involved in. And it's her private business, her health, her body, her business. And I think people here have respected that. And as much as elements of the UK media have been rightly or wrongly blamed over the years for their treatment of the royal family, on this occasion, nobody here has done anything wrong. I think the British papers and photographers have respected that decision. And it's really interesting that this has popped up in the United States. So one photographer, we don't know who he or she is, but they will have made an awful lot of money by taking that picture. And, you know, people will obviously see it online on social media platforms. It is apparently taken on the return from the school run. Carol Middleton, who's the princess's mother, she's driving a black Audi. I mean, it's not a great photograph, but it's caused a lot of frenzy online and more speculation. But ultimately, the palace said at the outset that the princess had had surgery and she will be taking some time out of her working life as a royal to recover from that abdominal surgery.
Sarah Hewson is on the line as well, and Sarah's from Talk TV's, or is Talk TV's royal editor, I should say, Sarah. All of the British press, as Enda said, I presume Sarah will stick, you know, to the request from Buckingham Palace 2 weeks ago and leave the coverage, I suppose, of Kate Middleton. There really has been very little about her in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, hi, Andrea. Hello to you, Enda. Good, thanks. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's really interesting. This picture was published yesterday evening in the United States on the gossip website TMB, but hasn't been touched anywhere in the UK by any newspaper or any broadcaster, because it is a paparazzi photograph that was taken of her on the Windsor estate, as Enda described, being driven by her mum, Carol. Looks like it's on the way back from the school run. And Kensington Palace had been pretty clear. They had asked for her privacy to be respected during her recovery and that she'd be back to duties after Easter. But the timeline was pretty clear. And during that time, I think the decision has been made in this country that she is to be left alone. I mean, there are a lot of questions being asked about this photograph. One thing that it does do, though, is put a stop to some of the wilder conspiracy theories that have been circulating online. You know, some of them have been pretty lighthearted. Some are driven out of concern for the Princess of Wales because she is much, much loved. But some of them have been very, very unpleasant.
Nasty,
indeed.
I would say.
Really,
I mean,
nasty.
Yeah, and some of them, I know, we can't, you know, we can't talk really about some of them or mention them, but some of them really are.
Well, they're libelous, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're very, you know.
They're very damaging. They're very dangerous. You can go down a real rabbit hole with these. And you know, Kensington Palace actually had to respond to this last week and talked about the madness of social media, but they'd been very clear from the start that she was going to be recovering at home for a period of some 12 to 14 weeks, really, and that she wouldn't be on duty. So nothing has changed. She went home from hospital. She is recovering there, and she'll be back when she's better. And actually, today we've had the first announcement of her first official engagement, which is going to be June the 8th. That's the first one that's been published as yet. There will, we hope, be appearances before that, but she's going to be taking part in Trooping the Colour and inspecting the Irish Guards, and the Ministry of Defence has announced that. They may slightly have jumped the gun, got in there before Kensington Palace.
Well, I was just going to say, Sarah, is that due to the fact that that this particular photograph has been released? Is that why that announcement was made today, or is it just coincidental?
I think this is coincidental. I think the Ministry of Defence have been putting in together their plan for Trooping the Colour, which is the Sovereign's birthday parade that takes place in June every year, and have made this announcement that the Princess of Wales is going to be inspecting the Irish Guards. She's Colonel of the Irish Guards. And that has gone ahead of Kensington Palace making any kind of confirmation, because I think it's too soon for them to want to put those diary events out there publicly in case they have to pull back on any of those. And of course, we saw the complete panic that it caused last week when the Prince of Wales pulled out of the memorial service
for
his uncle, and everyone asking, well, what's happened?
Yeah.
And they were trying to reassure us that it was no big deal. But actually, when you cancel something that's already in the public domain, that it does, particularly at the moment, with all of the concern about what is going on with the King and the Princess of Wales, of course it raises alarm bells.
You see, I do wonder, and I'm not saying that we have any right to know this, but I just wonder, Enda, because of King Charles's diagnosis and the news that had come out in the last week or so around him, and now with Kate Middleton, has that lack, not necessarily lack of information, but the fact that there has maybe been a limited amount of information in the public domain, has that led to some of these conspiracy theories that we're hearing, and, you know, the rush to try and find this picture that was taken of Kate and her mum, Carl, in the past day or so?
Look, I think the palace have handled this as best they actually can. You've got a man in his mid-70s who's getting treatment for cancer. They've been quite open. He's come out and he's spoken about it. And then you've got, you know, a much younger woman who has three young children and a family to look after, and her body is her business. So the palace have done and said as much as they can. And Sarah's right, you know, they came out at the outset and said that she will be stepping back from her working duties. And, you know, she's normally very, very busy. Her body needs to recover from whatever surgery she has had. And I think the internet has played its part here with an awful lot of really terrible conspiracy theories. So, look, wish her a speedy recovery and a return to full health. And as we've learned in the past hour or so, as Sarah was saying, June the 8th, there will be Trooping the Colour in London, and the Princess of Wales is scheduled to be there.
Has the information around all of this, Sarah, like the royal family in the past few weeks, that they've had a difficult time of it?
Like it's been incredibly difficult, hasn't it? I think 2024 was supposed to be a year of calm. And, you know, after the dramas of last year, which started with the publication of Harry's book, Bear, they really wanted this year to be about focusing on the job, getting on with duty. And, of course, that's been thrown into disarray by these health crises. It really has been a very, very difficult time. And last week, you know, we had the news, the tragic news of Thomas Kingston, the son-in-law of the Prince and Princess Michael of Kent, of his death. We had Prince William pulling out of an engagement. You know, it all feels very, very challenging indeed. And in this information vacuum that we have ended up with, then, of course, those conspiracy theories run riot. And I think it's very difficult now for Kensington Palace to know how to respond, because even if they did have a plan for a statement or perhaps a photograph, you know, you might think, would they put out a photograph on Mother's Day, for example? If they did, does it now look like they're responding to this clamouring online and these online conspiracy theories? There was some suggestion at the beginning that when the Princess of Wales was ready to pregnancy, she might. But all of those decisions have to be taken by her. Mm. And the palace, the press officers and whatever have to follow and respect those wishes, as do we in the media.
It's some of the, as I said, some of the theories and suggestions are pretty off the wall. There's no doubt about it. Mm. Sarah Hewson, who's the Royal Editor with Talk TV and Enda Brady, TV presenter with TRT World. Thanks to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.